It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. All right, Ross, this is where we have a game, one final game from 2019 season to review. Penn State 53, Memphis 39 in the Cotton Bowl. We've got your notes. The stage is yours. Go ahead, sir. Take off.
Okay, so first of all, is it just me or was this game a month ago?
Yeah, that's what I said to the gym.
I lost track of what day it was down there. I couldn't even tell you.
This game was Saturday. We record on Thursdays, and that's the same the way it is every week. Yet this week, it feels like that game was 2 weeks ago.
I agree with
you.
And
we can maybe talk about this in quarter number four as well, but I'm curious for your opinion. Do you think it's better, more exposure, to be the Saturday 1 o'clock game or whatever on college football semifinal Saturday, or to play on New Year's Day?
Play on New Year's Day for sure.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
I kind of thought that Penn State had the national audience, I felt like, to themselves early.
But there was another game on,
I know,
too,
but
right?
This game was very entertaining. I just thought that
Notre Dame was on,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Notre Dame really suffered, I think, because of this to a big degree. But later, as the day went on, when the college football playoffs hit, the two games that happened earlier in the day almost didn't happen. Like throughout the day on New Year's Day, when you go to halftime shows and recaps, and they're looking back at the earlier what happened and what's coming up ahead.
No, you know what? You're right, because I'll tell you why you're right. Either halftime or at the end of the game of LSU-Oklahoma, before Clemson-Ohio State, they didn't even mention or show the highlights of the Penn State game.
Or the Notre Dame game. Those games almost didn't happen.
Well, and also, there's also something. It's the only one, I think, of the New Year's Six Bowls, correct me if I'm wrong, in which it's not a standalone game. Orange Bowl's Monday night. Rose Bowl's the only game at the time. Sugar Bowl's the only game at that time.
Right, yeah.
It's the only game where there actually was another game on at that time.
Right.
Like I don't. This whole topic for another day, but why did Cotton Bowl sign up to be the game that gets the group of 16 and also is played on Saturday afternoon when there's another game going on? It's weird, right?
Yeah. But I'm just glad it was a good game. I mean,
it was a good game.
The Minnesota Auburn game was a great game, and I was really happy to see Minnesota win. But you know, I'm already forgetting about that game just because of the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl.
I got to get – so he's not on mic right now, but Jim, New Year's Day or Saturday?
New Year's Day.
Okay. So, but Jim's – I think the older you are, the more you probably like New Year's Day.
With the playoffs, that's what they talk about. If it's the same day as the college playoffs, what are they going to talk about? They're
going
to talk about the playoffs. That was the more important thing, the more national news. So that's why I wanted them to play New Year's Day in the Rose Bowl.
That would have been awesome. They would have beat Oregon, too, I think.
They would have definitely beat Oregon.
Yes, they would have.
So anyway, so here's my notes from the game. Sean Clifford was off early, and I'm not sure he had a great game.
Yeah, I don't think he was good, but I also think he wasn't terrible.
He was definitely off early. That interception in the second half was insane.
Yeah.
I thought he was a little disappointing, and it's kind of crazy they scored that many points without him playing well.
They scored 35. Think
how many points
half.
They would have scored if they hadn't run the ball once in the first intro.
What stood out to me, I mean, in general, their tackling was horrific.
It was atrocious.
And
especially in space.
Especially in space, and especially Castro Fields had some awful efforts tackling.
Garrett Taylor made a couple whiffs
Cam
early.
Brown had a
you know, I would say the story game. Of the season on defense, it's actually pretty unbelievable that their numbers are as good as they are and that they're ranked as high as they are, considering how poor of a job they did tackling a lot. and how often you have like the deep post where John Reed just let the kid go for a touchdown. John Reed had really good coverage this game when he kept covering the guy. I don't know, you know, I don't know if he just zoned out or, and I don't mean playing zone. I mean like your six-year-old, like zoning out.
Right.
Like, I don't know if he just zoned out or he thought he had deep safety help in the middle of the field, but they had way too many dropped coverages this year and the tackling was really poor. You watch, again, who do we need to compare him to? Ohio State. That does not happen. You don't see the busted coverages like that. And you also, like, their corners tackle. Their corners get kicked out of the game for killing people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, which, by the way, that is not what that rule was intended for. That was a shame. That, I mean, it was letter of the law. It was the right call. But that is not what that rule was intended for. So, anyway, those are some negatives. They also, how many times did they not fall on the ball when there were fumbles?
Yeah.
There were two or three where, and one of them, Hanzard.
Deep in Memphis territory, right?
Yeah, and one of them, Hanzard, like tried to scoop up. Hanzard, yeah. Where are you going, bro?
335 pounds.
Where do you think you're going? Fall on it.
Yeah. Take the air out of that football, big boy.
Where do you think you're going? I mean, I know they practice scooping and scoring. They need to tell some of these guys, if you're over 300 pounds, don't scoop and score. Sit and squat.
Yeah, deflate the football. Yeah. Fall on it.
I mean, unbelievable. Let's get to some positives. No, let's do one more negative before we get to the positives. Well, I got a couple more negatives, actually, now that I'm looking at it. Man, I got a lot more negatives than I thought I did. This is going to sound pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Will Fries really, really struggled.
Yeah.
Really struggled.
You better watch it next year.
Yeah.
Wes Holmes, I think, is almost there.
I think that's a distinct possibility based on how Fries played in that game. I mean, he was getting beat inside, getting beat outside. And even like his holds were like blatant holds that took away a lot of points.
The new line coach has got to teach these guys how to hold better, like to get away with it.
Yes.
They do.
No, that there's an art to that. He really struggles with his set and changing directions. I mean, if he was going to – can you imagine if he had – like Etor had said he was going pro before that game? I mean, wow. I could not understand – why Tyler Bowen would not keep running the ball. They were averaging 20 yards a carry. I was embarrassed for the Memphis front seven and their families with how bad they were getting owned in the run game, and yet they wouldn't just keep running it. I mean, they get like three 20-yard runs in a row, right up the middle. Then they have a run that's only 3 yards. Hey, it happens every once in a while. Second down, seven. Pass, Clifford gets sacked.
Yeah.
Third down pass. I was losing my mind because it offends me as a guy that follows Penn State, as a guy that likes football, and as a former lineman.
Right.
It offended. They were gashing them up the middle like nothing I've ever seen. No idea what Memphis was thinking. None. How about maybe making Sean Clifford beat you throwing the ball deep? Rather than letting them run it right down your throat. So those are the negatives. Andy, do your deal.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number two. Tucker's Tape. We're talking about the Cotton Bowl and Penn State's victory. It's time for the positives, Ross.
You know what's weird? I'm looking at my notes. For a team that won, I don't have that many positives.
One big positive.
Oh, man. Well, there's two big positives. But there's one more negative I got to point out.
I knew it was coming.
Their timeout usage.
Yeah.
At the end of the first half. Let me just say this. If they offered me the offensive line coach job, which they wouldn't, I would listen. I mean, I doubt it would work out for a lot of reasons, but I would listen. You know what I would like to be? I will be a part-time game day consultant on coaching decisions. I don't understand. And what I really don't understand, and I'm going to blame you for this, Bob.
Good.
Why is he not asked about this after the game?
Well, I'll tell you, everyone was in such a rush because there was a very limited time to get to your top positive of the day. And it was like he was made available the same time as James was. So we had, it was Pickle and myself, and he stayed with James, and I just flocked to number 11. But you're right. It was pretty fair to ask.
So I thought the timeout at the end of the first half was very poor. I have no explanation for that whatsoever. And I thought that they've had multiple issues with that this season, and that if I'm James Franklin looking to improve something, I would get a game management coach.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in that. Almost every NFL guy has one. There's no shame in that, but that was nonsensical. Now that we have less than 2 minutes left, let's get to the positive of Penn State's big New Year's Six bowl win. And by the way, how can you call it New Year's Six when the game's not on New Year's Day?
It was on Saturday.
I mean, okay. So, first of all, the run game was amazing in general.
Run blocking was incredible.
Yes. And in particular, Journey Brown is an absolute beast. Noah Kane is good, but after I said Journey Brown was a freak, a lot of people were like, and he's not even our best running back. He is now.
He is.
He is now. Dude, he is fast as all get out. I always want to swear, but I can't swear. He is crazy fast, but now he's powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, he stiff-armed multiple guys from 5 feet and put their head in the turf. I mean, he's bouncing their head off the ground. I love Journey Brown. He is going to be a Heisman candidate and a legitimate pro prospect next year. Wow. He is that good. If they're smart, he is that good. It just depends on how they splice up the reps. With 30 seconds left, speaking of freaks,
that's all.
Micah Parsons. By the way, those are the two most physically gifted guys on each side of the ball. So there's something to like, and I know Journey Brown wasn't a five-star, but there's something to that. Micah Parsons was on another level. Pride an outstanding job of putting him in position to make plays. He can't catch. He needs to work all offseason on catching the football because he could have 3 or 4 pick sixes next year.
Yep. Yeah.
He is an unbelievable football player. So when we talk recruiting, we talk 5 stars. That's why.
That's it for quarter number 2 from the Labatt Studio. Stick around. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.